ballpark food is as much a part of baseball as organ music or the seventh inning stretch. But for people with severe food allergies, a trip to the old ball game can be an unpleasant, even dangerous experience. One minor league team in New Britain, Connecticut, has made it a lot easier for fans with food allergies. From member station WNPR, John Dankowski reports.
It's a sweltering Sunday afternoon at New Britain Stadium. The hometown Rockheads are trailing their Eastern League rivals, the Trenton Thunder. It's the seventh inning, and the sweaty fans slowly rise to their feet. Peanuts. For people with severe food allergies, like Sandy Jones's son Nicholas, it's this part that makes them not really care if they ever come back. In the stands this afternoon, she recalls a game last summer when her family had to get up and leave after just 5 minutes because the presence of peanut shells was making Nicholas itchy.
To a parent with a kid with food allergies, that's the first sign that, okay, something's not right here. So we just immediately left. And as we were leaving, you know, he said to me, he goes, Mommy, that's okay. I don't have to go to a baseball game. And I just, oh, it still brings tears to my eyes.
Nicholas is a healthy-looking six-year-old with big eyes and blonde hair. But he's one of about 6 million people in the country with food allergies. That keeps Jones vigilant about what he can't eat or touch to avoid a severe or anaphylactic reaction.
Peanuts, tree nuts, milk, eggs, peas, kiwi, and soy. It is life-threatening. He needs to have an EpiPen with him at all times, no matter where he is.
The EpiPen, a single dose of epinephrine, is a standard part of the toolkit for food allergic kids. If Nicholas comes in contact with peanut protein or even smells it, he can get the itchy rashes he had at the ballpark. But accidentally ingesting any could cause breathing problems and fatal swelling if he isn't quickly treated with the EpiPen. But at the ballpark, there aren't many seats where you're not crunching peanut shells underfoot. So Jones called John Willie, the assistant general manager of the Rockheads, to see if the club could help out. Willie was surprised to learn that if someone had eaten peanuts in a seat 2 games ago, there might be some residual effect for an allergic child.
We started to become educated as to different types of allergies and what these kids and families are dealing with on a regular basis. And we really decided we had to create some sort of event or events where they can come safely.
For the first Food Allergy Awareness Day in May, the team cordoned off a section of seats down the third base line, designated as a no-food area. They provided a separate entrance so families wouldn't have to walk through the gauntlet of concession stands. And Willie says volunteers from a food allergy support group helped stadium workers thoroughly clean the section.
Ballpark is not an easy place to do that. I mean, peanuts and baseball go way back. Just to keep an entire section food-free, it took a lot of effort from our staff, but it's more than worth it.
Today is the third allergy-free game of the season. Willie says the team plans to make it a monthly event next year. Another team, the Hickory Crawdads in North Carolina, heard about the idea and held their own Food Allergy Awareness Day in June. For parents here in New Britain, events like this are a lifesaver. Many can't take their kids to movies, amusement parks, or the circus, and have to closely monitor their playdates and school activities. Laura Austin has brought her 2-year-old son Skyler to the games. She helped start the parents' support group and was out here early to help scrub down Section 118. Austin hopes the idea will catch on with other minor league teams, and the Rockheads' John Willie says he thinks it might, because after all, they're in the family entertainment business, and parents want a place as safe as home to take their children. For NPR News, I'm John Dankowski in New Britain, Connecticut.